Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. The Easter lily is a plant that is popularly used to decorate for Easter. They're on sale at area nurseries, as well as found on display at churches and businesses. Many of these plants are simply discarded after the holiday has passed and they finish blooming. But Easter lilies may be planted into landscapes where they will bloom year after year for many years to come. Once the flowers have all faded, you can plant your Easter lily outside in a garden bed. Leftover Easter lilies in stores and nurseries at reduced prices are an excellent bargain to obtain plants for your gardens, or simply pick up plants that were on display that are going to be discarded. First, trim off the top of the plant where the flowers bloom. Now, don't remove any of the green foliage. After you've trimmed off the top where the flowers were, remove the plant from the container and plant it into a well-prepared bed. Enrich the bed with generous amounts of compost incorporated into the soil, and then plant the Easter lily at the same level it was growing in the container. Choose a location that receives sun through most of the day, but some shade in the afternoon is helpful. Easter lilies go dormant in midsummer, so around about June, July, and August, you'll notice the plant looks worse and worse. The foliage gets yellow and then brown. It looks like the plant's dying. Do not be worried. It's just going dormant. When the plant gets ugly looking, cut it back down to the ground and mark the location where it is so you'll remember and not accidentally dig into it later on. Easter lilies will begin to grow again in the fall, generally around about October. Fertilize them at that time with any general-purpose fertilizer following label directions. They'll grow over the winter, don't worry about freezes here in the Baton Rouge area, and they should bloom again next year in late April. When the Easter lily growers manipulate them, they can make Easter lilies bloom for any time, and given that Easter's date moves from season to season and year to year, well, this is good. But when Easter lilies are planted into the landscape, they go into their natural blooming time, which is around about April. Every year, the clump will get bigger and produce more flowers. Divide the clump about every 3 to 5 years to keep it vigorous, and the time to do this is when it's dormant, around about mid to late summer, when the foliage has turned yellow. Or you can also do it in the fall, just as the new growth begins to grow up. Dig the bulbs up, usually there'll be a clump of them, separate them into individual bulbs, and then replant the largest bulbs immediately. Space them about 10 to 12 inches apart and plant them in holes about 5 inches deep. The smaller bulbs that you see may not be big enough to bloom. You can plant them in other areas of your landscape where they'll grow and bloom later on, or even share them with friends. Today, Easter lily bulb production is concentrated in a coastal region straddling the Oregon-California border. This region is called the Easter lily capital of the world, and it produces nearly all of the bulbs for the U.S. blooming potted Easter lily market today. But did you know that we one time had a commercial Easter lily operation right here in Louisiana? Well, the following information is quoted from Louisiana, a guide to the state first printed in 1941. Between Junior and Venice, interspersed by the orange groves are small farms devoted to a new and interesting industry, the cultivation of the Creole lily. Yeah, the farmers down there called them Creole lilies, even though they were Easter lilies. The industry died out long ago, but isn't it interesting that we actually for a while had Easter lilies grown right here in Louisiana? This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.